Hello, and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk to Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Cynthia Hall to the podcast today. She's the owner of Hammer & Stain. Tell me a little bit about what Hammer & Stain is. I know that it's a nationwide thing, if I understand correctly.
So we have over 124, I believe, studios, but we are not a franchise. We are all independently owned. Okay. We just share the common name. So therefore, we share a lot of ideas and resources, but we're not regulated into doing any certain thing. So Hammer & Stain is a DIY workshop where you come in, you gather with friends, or even come in individually, and we walk you through the process of doing a variety of different projects, step by step, no talent, no experience needed, so that you walk out that day with a wall-worthy project that you would either want to hang in your home or gift to someone else.
So what kind of projects are we talking about? I mean, is it mostly like woodworking stuff or candles or what kinds of things are we dealing with?
You dream it, I'll try it. I have done the majority of the things are woodwork, wood-based, door hangers, signs that go beside your door, on your porch, things that would hang in bedrooms above beds, things like that. A lot of it's woodwork. But it's kind of like bringing Pinterest to life. We do candle making. It's the simple candles where you pick a container of fragrance and blend it and all of that. It's not the dipping kind. We also do chunky yarn blankets where we teach how to crochet by hand. We've also started mainly for preteens, teens, the chunky yarn bags so that they could carry, you know, some of their items in it. We also have Craft a Critter, which is kind of like Build-A-Bear. But so they come in and they stuff it, stuff the critter. They put the heart in. They pick out outfits with it. Then they get an adoption paper and a carry bag and all of that. So a lot of things that we do. We also have been introducing resin pours. Now, those you don't get to take out that day, but you can come back the next day. It takes a little while to set up, but we do a lot of things. A lot of times people say, hey, can you do this? And I'll give it a try because I have the tools. I have the paints, and who wants to go buy a whole gallon of paint for just a couple of ounces? Or who wants to buy a circular saw or a miter saw or something like that when I've got it in studio?
So you've got, you know, power tools and that kind of stuff too. So
absolutely.
So do you let just anybody use that, or is that kind of a, you know, people who are a little more experienced with that kind of stuff you let? Or
depends on the actual tool and the project. I don't let people use my miter saw. I'll use that. Those are or even a scroll saw, things like that. But a drill, I have a small, tiny little circular saw type thing that I'll let some people use. The brad nailer, and then the little kids, they think they're doing great whenever they have the little air blowers that, and they go home and they tell people they use power tools. But yeah, I also have a laser, so I do a lot of laser engraving and a lot of the cutting. So the three-dimensional wood projects, things like that, I'll put on the laser and then we'll get those done, or we'll even work with companies doing name tags and things like that with the laser.
Yeah. So you mentioned, you know, kids. I initially assumed that this was mostly an adult thing. So how much do you work with kids?
I love working with kids. So usually 6 years old and up, people will bring in their kids. It's fun to have parents kind of sit off to the side, and I'll just work with them and let the kids dream it and have them come up to life, you know, bring something to life. And it's fun to do with kids.
Yeah.
You know, so there are a lot of studios out there that are similar to us, but they have age limits. I'll go anywhere from 6 to 100.
So obviously, when you're dealing with the smaller kids, you can't, you know, there's not as much that they would be able to do. I mean, at least I would assume that they wouldn't be able to do, like, especially some of the more complex things. But what kinds of things do you have for
for kids.
Yeah.
A lot of times we'll have the, I have little ceramic pieces that they'll come in and they'll paint. It's not a refire, but we put like a little glaze, a little sealant on it. So they're happy with that. A lot of times we'll also do either a square or a round or a plank with their name on it. And then I'll put something that's interesting to them. So like if the little girl likes unicorns or the a boy likes Jeeps, I'll try to put it where it's specific for them, what they like. The other day I had a little girl. She came in. She was adamant she wanted an elephant on a hexagon. So we got her. We did as much as we could and put her name on it. And she was a four-year-old and turned out really cute. We let them play with glitter paint, not just crazy glitter so it doesn't go all over the floors.
And them.
And them. And mom. But, yeah, we put we get a lot of things where we let them be creative. We do birthday parties. So we do whatever we can help the child have their creativity and be proud of it, not something that it looks like they just mom did.
Right. Right. So where did the idea for this come from? Like you said, there are a lot of Hammer and Stains across the country, even though it's not a franchise. But where did the idea come from for you?
For me particular?
Mm-hmm.
So I moved to Hot Springs because of some life changes and stuff. And my family was here and my dad was going through an illness. And a lot of times people were saying, oh, why don't you go back to school? And I'm like, I'm too old to learn anything. So I was like, I'm not going back to school. So my son gifted me a gift certificate to a Hammer and Stain in another state. I got online. I was like, I don't even know what this is. I started looking at it and going, I can do this. I have background in art and florist. I was a florist for many years. So I started looking at it and thinking, we don't have anything like this here. I can do this. I can have fun with it. So that's where it came. I never used my gift certificate. I just opened my own.
All right. So how did you translate, you know, your experience from being a florist into this new venture?
So in between a florist and this new venture was 18 years of doing bookwork, which was not me, because I've always been the creative side.
Right.
So it was easy for me to find creativity. I needed a creative outlet. A lot of times I would sit and I would paint or something like that. So something for creativity was important to me, was a call to me. Then when I started getting people in and started teaching them and showing them stuff, I got so much joy out of it. To me, that's the happiest thing for me, is to cheer someone on when they're making a project and they're stressing out and they're going, oh, no, I messed it up. No, you didn't. You didn't mess it up. It's beautiful. And we'll fix the little nuances and then you'll love it. So that's a big thing for me. So to transition into it was not a big step for me, except for the scariness of stepping out into a business. We really didn't know a lot of people in the town.
Right.
Tune in to Check Out, the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
You told me earlier that y'all started in August of 20. Tell me a little bit about that, because that, you know, opening in the middle of the pandemic, that had to be pretty scary as well.
Yeah, that was very scary. I blame it on I had had a fall and banged my head. So I was like, yeah, that's the problem. No, no. It was something just felt right to go ahead and start it. During that time, it was very scary. I didn't know what in the world we were going to do with all of that, bringing product in, not knowing if people would come out because people didn't want to gather.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have ways that people could social distance, but be able to be a creative. But I found that a lot of people were needing something. Even if they would swing by, grab a piece with the instructions and take it home. then they could call me and say, what have I got to do here to get to this point? So people were needing an outlet, something creative, something to do. So that kind of got me through. And then, you know, by that, in August, by Christmas, we started having, you know, people that were working together all the time. They still needed a place to do Christmas, sure. Christmas parties. So they were used to everyone being around them. So we stepped out and did a few Christmas parties and stuff like that. And from there we went.
So, you know, you said that it was kind of, you know, obviously difficult being, you know, having to be, you know, deal with the social distancing and the masking and all that. Your early, you know, that first year, what kind of sizes were your, I don't know, are they classes or you know, what do you call these?
They're workshops.
Okay.
Workshops. During that time, I would post a workshop, but no one would come. Mm-hmm. Because you were having, a workshop would be open to the public. So anyone would be able to come in, unless I could set one person way over and then have them, you know, 20 feet away from the other person. People just weren't interested in that. So it became where it was small, just small groups of friends and private things. They would, you know, I was like, well, if you just have four, we'll just do your four, you know, and then if you have however many, we just do your group and bring them in that way and bring them in during the day or in the evening, whatever worked for them so that they could come in and learn who we were.
Yeah. So how has that grown over the years?
Because
obviously everybody is back out. We're, you know, in some semblance of normal again. Mm-hmm. So how have the workshops grown and changed since then?
I still will do a small party. If you just have four people and you want to come in, I either have a smaller room that I could set you in, or I can have the big room and we could have multiple little small parties. Or I can do up to as large as you want. I've done some where even I go off-site. I've had 160 from a sorority come into town, and we've done that. We've done conventions at the convention center. So now we can go as far up as we can comfortably do it. We walk you all through the process with the whole group, and we did one over at the convention center for 90, doing woodworking and all of that. So, yeah, lots of fun. It's grown tremendously. We don't have to stay in the studio. I don't limit myself there. So I can get in the studio. I've had up to 40. And then we go outside from that.
So where are y'all located?
Right in the heart of downtown. We are in Spencer's Corner.
Okay.
We are 801 Spencer's, 801 Central, right above Picante's restaurant. Mm-hmm. Right there with Brickhouse Grill and all of that, on the same level as Narrow Escape. Great location so that people can walk right in. We have it where you can set up during our day. You can come in individually. Mm-hmm. Just walk in, grab a project at the wall, sit down and make it. It's very therapeutic.
So, you know, it's not necessarily a situation where you have certain events or workshops happening. You know, today we're going to be doing this, tomorrow we're going to be doing this. It's kind of a open concept type thing to where anybody can come in and do.
Yes and no.
Okay.
So during regular business hours, which is Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, you can walk in at any time. You can pick up anything off the wall because we've got ready-made projects ready so that you can just come in, sit down, work on it. Same with like the craft a critter, you can just walk back, pick an animal, mm-hmm. and do that. During the evening times and on Saturdays, a lot of times I will put public workshops or private parties, and I will do specific things. Like it may be a workshop that's all based on bathroom funny signs, mm-hmm. or it may be a workshop that is based on lake stuff because we're so big on the lake here. Mm-hmm. Where it will have different things, or it may be a workshop that everyone's going to be working with resin that night. So there's both. You can do both. Now, if you want to come in during the day, say you wanted to come in tomorrow, if you called today and say, I'm coming in tomorrow, but I want it customized, mm-hmm. as long as I have 24 to 48 hours, I can customize just about anything for you because we do it all in studio.
Awesome. You know, obviously you said that some things can't take home same day, like the resin. And you did mention candles earlier. I know that candles usually take a while to set, especially depending on the size. Are those same day take home as well, or?
Well, the best thing with those is if you come in the morning, do mm-hmm. them, then go around town, walk down the bathhouse row, or grab you something for lunch. Usually give it about 2 hours, then you can come back and get it and take it home with you that day.
Okay.
The resin usually has to take 24 hours to cure. Yeah. So it doesn't slosh out over your car.
Right. Which I can imagine would be a huge mess.
Yes, very much so. But it is so pretty. We teach how to do like the beach wave look or anything like that. We've had some people come in and make some really cool looking things.
Yeah. What has been your biggest or the thing that you have enjoyed learning the most by doing all of this? Because, like you said, you're willing to try just about anything.
Right.
So, you know, obviously going into this, you didn't have plans for all of these ideas.
Right. Well, like I said earlier, everyone's telling me to go back to school to learn. And I said, I'm too old to learn anything. I think I've learned more in this business within these last several years. But the biggest part is my laser. I never knew that I could almost take apart a big machine myself and pretty much put it back together. As a teenager, my dad made me help him rebuild my first car. I had to help him take the engine apart and put it back together. But that was, you know, with my dad sitting there. Mm-hmm. This has not been the case. This is me learning how to line up mirrors and how to take things apart and how to get a bed level and all of that stuff so that it'll cut properly through wood. That has been my biggest learning curve, and that has been a ton of fun for me. Because I got the laser so it would help me multitask.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I caught myself watching it all the time because it is such a cool machine.
Right.
And the things that you can do on it are very cool. So learning that has not only helped expand what I can do, but it's expanded on my business, you know, of the different things that I can offer people.
Yeah. So what would you say to somebody who's like, you know, I don't know, you know, I'm not creative at all. I have, you know, I can't make anything, can't draw a straight line. You know, what do you say to that kind of person that might be interested in something like this?
Give me 2 hours. Come in. Give me 2 hours and you will walk out happy. I have one of the funniest things is when date night
mm-hmm.
and you see the women coming in all excited. And the men coming in like they're being drugged in there.
Right.
And halfway through, you see a shift where the man starts taking over. And the woman just kind of sits back and she lets him do it. And he gets all involved in the process of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And he walks out more excited than she does. So 2 hours. Give me 2 hours. And if you don't have fun doing it, you don't have to draw a straight line. Because that's what I help you with. Mm-hmm. We have stencils that will help you through that and show you the whole process. Just listen to us and we'll just walk you through it. And then you'll be going out. I've had people walk out and go, my family's never going to believe that I did this. They're never going to believe I did this. Yeah. And so, yeah, that's give me 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, how does somebody get in touch with you? What's your phone number, website, anything like that?
Our website is hammerandstainhotsprings.com. You have to put the hot springs in there because there are 120 of us across the nation, so you'll go somewhere else. So hammerandstainhotsprings.com. You can find us on Facebook, Hammer and Stain Hot Springs. Instagram, our phone number is 501-547-9411.
Well, I appreciate you coming by. I really enjoyed having you out here today.
Well, thank you very much. It was great meeting you.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.